is so fascinating, isn't it? All the different things that people respond to. The stimuli that works as triggers for arousal. They are so varied. I mean, take us and think about the way we are together as lovers. If there is one thing we share, something we love equally, is to hear the sounds of each other's pleasure. That's such a delicious thing, isn't it? When I hear you moan, God, the effect it has on me, it arouses me so much. Do you know why? Because it tells me in such a lovely way the effect I'm having on you. And there is nothing sexier than hearing you make the sound of pleasure because of something I'm doing to you. The way my fingers run over your skin, caressing you, fondling you, and seeing how you react to what I do to you. It's crucial to my arousal. I think at its root, it's an expression of love. I mean, I know you are moaning because it feels so good. But you are also telling me how much you love me. It's just that you're not using words. But if I could translate your words into English, that would be a strong element of appreciation, of gratitude. Your moans are saying, "Thank you, my love. Thank you for giving me such wonderful sensations. So precious to me because of how you stimulate me in the way I love the most." So you see, my darling, your moans, they speak to me in a very intimate way. It's funny how sometimes we pass each other in the hall, or we bumped into each other at the fridge or by the kitchen sink, and we'll kiss just in a friendly way, a quick peck, the slightest brush of lips, and I'll hear the smallest, the slightest catch of your breath. So I'll pause and then I'll kiss you again, but this time my lips, they will linger on yours, soft, warm and wet, and from deep inside you I hear this low moan involuntary, instinctive, a sign of your deep arousal, your desire for me. Oh, it's such a delicious sound, and I just melt. My limbs turn into liquid, and I'm just floating, enveloped in bliss. You know, sometimes I wonder, what would it have been like between us if you had been a quiet lover? If you didn't respond to my touch in all the delightful ways you do. I mean, would I become aroused by you in the same way if you didn't moan? Honestly, it's hard for me to imagine that, because your moans, they are you. Is it the same for you? Do I like it when you hear me make my sounds of desire? When I give that little intake of breath as you touch my neck? Or when I see you getting hard? You know, when I know that I've aroused you to a point of deep, aching desire, I can't help it. I start making, without even knowing I'm doing it, this little cries of anticipation and joy. They spring from my body completely unanticipated, yet utterly natural. It's like my body is compelled to respond in an erotic call and response, a languid chant in the sweet church of sensuality that you and I have built. When I let out my whimpers, or when I groan, abandoning myself to the pleasure you are causing, does it make you maybe stiffen even more? Because, as you know, babe, I can be very loud. I know I joke about the neighbors, about their hearing me, but sometimes I worry that I've lost control so much that people will complain. When I kiss you like this, I love your response. You sigh. You close your eyes as our lips meet, and then your eyes open and you look directly at me, and it just hits me, the look of hunger in your eyes. Oh, fuck. It's so desperate, so so full of your need for me. When that happens, when I see how much you want me, the effect that my being close to you has on you, when I see your body trembling, the fire of your desire almost consuming you, as you imagine, how would it feel to come into me? Your voice groaning in passion, in desire, just because my hands have brushed across the fabric, covering your cock, exerting the lightest amount of pressure, just enough to make you twitch inside your jeans. And I hear that exhalation of your breath, those little sobs you make, of complete and total desperation. I find it irresistible, literally irresistible, because I'm left with no choice but to take you out of your pants and release you into my loving, grateful hands. Then, as my fingers caress it and I turn it this way and that, you give a deep sigh, like you've settled into a blissful state. And when my tongue snakes slowly over the purple, straining head like this, and I lick underneath the rim. Beautiful, full, soft lips hovering over your tip and then grazing your cock head with the lightest of touches. There is a cry you give, a mixture of yearning and anticipation for the pleasure you know you're going to be feeling very soon. I hear it, and my pussy is flooded with my own desire. It's astonishing how wet you make me when you give that moan. I feel like all I want to do is give you the greatest pleasure that I have in my power. Will you pull your pants off for me, please? I want to show you how much I love you. Would you like me to suck you off? Go on, you can tell me. There is no shame in needing your special girl to suck you. And maybe I can caress your balls while my lips slip over the head of your cock. Would that that would feel so good that you wouldn't be able to hold it in. Good. My love, can I swallow? To give you that gift, you don't have to pull out just before you come. I'll drink you down. I love how hard you are for me. Do you know why I was put on this earth? It was to bring you pleasure. My mouth was born to suck your cock. Let it out. I don't want those balls to hurt. Please, just let it out. All that cum, all that seed that built up, all the pressure you are feeling, shoot everything into my mouth. Will you come? I want to see it on my lips, dripping. I want you to see me licking the drops and then spreading it back all over your cock. A special salve to those its tenderness. Please, my sweet. You come. It's so thick. Salty. Have you been saving it up? Just for me. That's so sweet of you. Hand me the tissues. There's so much more here. You made such a noise when you came. Did you realize you called out my name? Mm.